Last Friday, the Australian Bureau of Statistics released alarming results that showed a 15.1% decrease in tourism jobs, the largest on record. Tourism industries include accommodation, cafes, restaurants, takeaway food services, clubs, bars, travel agencies, retail, and cultural services, to name a few. Professor Prem Chentre from RMIT University focuses his research around tourism and hospitality employment. He is concerned about the slow recovery and potential implications for the industry in years to come.
I have some serious and great concern for the industry. We need to proactively and strategically engage with the industry bodies and put in place the plan specifically for the sector. And it has to be integrated with other sectors, including transport and logistics, because they are those who would facilitate the movement of the international tourist. Regional destinations would suffer the most because they are heavily dependent on international tourism. Even it would have a severe impact on the farming as well, where you have this the picking of fruits and other types of primary activities being supported by the backpackers in Australia. So it's just not the accommodation and the hospitality industry, but also have wider impact on other industry sectors, and the spillover effect could potentially be significant for the economy. But having said that, as the risk can be mitigated a lot more easily if you start to think and plan strategies we can put in place to reduce and basically prepared and ready for the future.
Taylor Rigo, a recent event management graduate who specialises in hospitality-based events, was one of the 109,000 people who lost their job in the tourism and hospitality industry. Before COVID, Taylor worked for the Food and Wine Festival and Village Cinemas.
The industry I just qualified to work in was kind of falling apart. And then I think that working in a cinema, you feel like so like confident that you would always have a job. There's always going to be movies. There's always going to be entertainment. And I think when that got taken away, I was really, really struggling personally. So I had to kind of sit back and reflect and think about, you know, what I could do for myself to give myself a little bit of how I'm going to get back and how I'm going to recuperate. And that's what really drove me to get my small business up and running. So I still got to work with food and had that little small event kind of gig on the side that really, it drove me, I think. I don't think I would have been able to jump in quite so headfirst to my small business if I hadn't have had the reality check of COVID that you can't just give up. Sometimes you have to go out and work really hard for something. And good things can come from bad things.
Post COVID-19, Taylor remains hopeful that the industry will recover.
I think living in Melbourne that, you know, we really took for granted how lucky we are to have such diverse hospitality, restaurants, food, like everything's so available to us. I think that post COVID, I would just love to be able to walk down the streets of Melbourne and see all the restaurants being able to operate at like capacity and just cooking new foods and just really get back that like multicultural, diverse food industry that we're lucky to have at our doorsteps. I think people will really have to unite and support one another in the chance for it to recover completely, because I don't think that any one person or any group of people could save the industry on their own. I really think that we're going to have to unite and just support as many people as we can. Being a small business owner, I know how hard it is to try and support yourself in that industry. And I just think that if we all come together and really give it our best shot, I think that we could make the industry survive this COVID outbreak.
This is Millie Spencer for Panorama News.